Do you ever feel like you're always chasing happiness, but it never quite sticks? Like maybe you've got a great job, nice family, and everything seems to be in place, good relationships, but deep down something's still missing. Or maybe there are days when you wake up and just don't feel excited to get out of bed, even though on paper, life seems pretty good. If you're nodding your head right now, you're definitely not alone. So many people go through life with this nagging feeling that something's off, like there's a missing piece in their happiness puzzle. If you are wondering, why is that? Well, here's something to think about. You want to know a secret? A deep secret? The problem might not be with your circumstances at all, obviously, right? Because you have everything and you're not happy still. Or not happy, but like deep life satisfaction is not there. It might be something deeper, something spiritual. And finally, if you really want to know what the secret is, the secret is that when your third eye is closed, or even when it's just partially open, or when the vision is weak, that's when we start feeling disconnected, uninspired, and even lost. You've probably heard about the third eye before, but it's not some mystical physical thing. It's the eye of understanding, the eye of spiritual wisdom, the part of you that sees the spiritual world, what is beyond, right in front of you, right? Just the physical things in front of you, it sees beyond that. That is the third eye. When it's open, you've got clarity, you feel connected to something greater, something bigger than just your everyday life. Think about this. Have you ever noticed that sometimes, even when everything is going well, you kind of feel a little unsatisfied? That is because your third eye, the part of you that's supposed to see deeper spiritual things, might not be fully open. And so, now imagine if your third eye were wide open, not only wide open, but that you have 20/20 spiritual vision, right? It's the eyes open and you have 20/20 spiritual vision. 20/20 spiritual vision means that when we stop seeing life in a small, limited way and we start seeing the bigger picture. So when our third eye is open, we start viewing life in an unlimited way. It's like zooming out and seeing the grand story that's unfolding around us. And here's the best part. When your third eye is open, then not only do you find life satisfaction, but a real deep happiness. You won't need external stuff to make yourself feel good. And there is a beautiful quote from Sakar Murle, September 8, 2024, that illustrates this. If your third eye of knowledge remains constantly open, your mercury of happiness will constantly stay high. And so, if your third eye isn't fully open, it's easy to get caught up in chasing things that won't last. Think about it. Everything in the physical world is temporary. Do you know anyone who was alive 150 years ago and is still around today? Probably not. Everything eventually fades away. The things we build, the things we own, even the stuff people work so hard for, like houses or wealth, doesn't last forever. Somebody else ends up enjoying it. Not the people who built it and made so much effort to gain the wealth, no. But when your third eye is open, you stop putting so much energy into things that won't last and start focusing on what's eternal, your spirit, your purpose, your deeper understanding of life. If you're wondering where all of this is leading, what's the end game? So, okay, your third eye is open, and then what? One of the things, deeper things, that I've realized when my third eye got opened is that this world isn't our true home. We are just visiting. We are actors in a play, and eventually the performance ends. We are here to enjoy, but our ultimate destination is the land of Nirvana, our spiritual home. And we don't really belong here. Have you ever felt that way? That I don't really belong here? That's because we are meant to return to a place of peace and happiness where our soul truly belongs. And one of the things also I've noticed about the third eye is eventually, like if you think about physically, eventually you have to wake up, right? If you're sleeping, you could say, oh, I wake up at 10 o'clock in the morning, 12 o'clock in the morning, in the afternoon, whatever, right? You're sleeping through the night and you slept in, but eventually at some point you have to wake up. You can't stay asleep forever. It's the same for the third eye. We cannot put off our spiritual awakening for too much longer. And if we can't put it off for too much longer, we might as well wake up, right? The sooner we open our third eye, the sooner we tap into that deep, unshakable happiness. And remember that quote from Sarkar Murli, September 8th. If your third eye of knowledge remains constantly open, your mercury of happiness will stay constantly high. So take a moment now and imagine that a constant flow of happiness, no matter what's going on around you. So, Divine Soul, it's time to wake up, open that third eye, and start living with the clarity, wisdom, and happiness you've been searching for. You don't have to wait for it. You can start today. Because at some point, we all have to wake up spiritually. We might as well wake up right now. Om Shanti, I am peace.